This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right now to great radio stations all across the country as we're being heard on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, on their website for the streaming. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that we're also out there on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in America. And also, we're heard on some of the leading independents scattered here and there around the countryside for a great mixture and cross-section of listeners out there. Now, we'd like to say also thanks and hello to the people listening to us on the Internet. Because, as I mentioned, our signal does stream on the Internet to anybody and everybody that has an Internet connection, and you can hear us that way. And let's not forget about the Westwood One satellite either, where they can hear us all around the world on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, for our FedEx and our UPS drivers, for our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang out there hauling the mail so you get your checks and everything brought to you. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the oil and petroleum products to you so you can go where you need to go. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on X, a.k.a. Twitter, as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things that we have to offer. Now, joining us right now, our number two, it's our good friend and companion, the trustworthy, the notary, the guy that's getting ready to go swimming if he has to, because of Hillary. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Right. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
I forgot to ask you. Jeff in Sarasota says that he's got a life jacket you can borrow.
Well, I sure appreciate that very much.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I forgot to ask if you had one.
No, I don't, as a matter of fact, but you never know. We'll improvise if necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, get a pillow and fill it full of air or something. But anyway, you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it. Now, Kyle, CNBC put out quite the article this week, and I don't usually read CNBC, but this title caught my eye, Florida has the best state economy in America. Now, here's how they broke it down. The top states for business ranking named Florida as the best economy amongst all the 50 states in America. Florida's GDP grew by 4%, supplemented by a 4.9% increase in job growth compared to 2021. Our unemployment is down around 2.5%. The state's strong economy is also propped up by a strong housing sector that has gone against the national trend of a slowing market, because I'm telling you, and you heard me say this before, right here in the vicinity where I'm at, they're building, 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 building all the time.
Yes, that's exactly what it seems to be going on in Florida.
Now, what's really great about this is the GDP is approximately $1.07 trillion, an increase every year for the last 5 years in a row. Every year it's increased, and part of that has to do with our great governor and his policies, Ron DeSantis.
Well, that's exactly right. There's been a lot of success stories in Florida, and it's drawn a lot of people there.
Now, America is not Florida, but maybe it should be in this sense, because we've got it right when it comes to business and it comes to creating an environment where people actually want to come and they want to work and they don't want to pay a bunch of taxes if they can help it. There's no state income tax here because, quite frankly, the tourists are the ones that pay the taxes for the people of Florida. Now, we've got sales taxes, sure, but who doesn't? But again, nothing that you can't live with.
Well, exactly right, yeah.
Now, Florida received $488.4 million from the U.S. Treasury last year under the state Small Business Credit Initiative, and they used that to right away build up small and medium-sized businesses, which is the heartbeat of any state small business, correct?
Exactly, sure.
And, of course, the Office of Insurance Regulation, I know there's been some people that their insurance rates have gone up in certain parts of the country, but it's where you live that makes the difference. It's where you live as to how high your rates are going up. And the darn big blue states are just jumping the rates right out of sight. Not fair. Not fair. Hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Hope you're having a good day. And oh, by the way, again, you people out there in California, especially Southern California, south of San Diego, and over there right along the Baja Peninsula, you want to make sure that you pay close attention to what's going on. And I didn't mention this before, but I'm going to mention it now because Kyle and I were talking about it off air. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Watch the surge. Watch the surge warning and the surge reports. That's the water that's going to be coming in with the tide. Whatever the tide's at, you add that surge to the tide and you get the height of the water. And if you're at sea level or if you're at 10 feet above sea level, and the surge of water is going to be 18 feet, guess what? You're going to have 8 foot of water staring you in the face. Right, Kyle?
Exactly right. And so, again, they're tracking this, and we're seeing what the intensity is going to be. But literally, no matter what, I think if it hits as a tropical storm or a tropical depression, we're still going to get a lot of water and a lot of problems, especially along the coastline. But also inland, they're very concerned about that as well.
Because it's a Category 4, and it's been a Category 4 for basically a day and a half or thereabouts, and it's going to be for about another day, maybe a little bit longer, it's pushing a huge wall of water with it on the right side of the storm, which is going to come in wherever it's going to come in, and it's going to take its own path, not where you want it to go, but where it wants to go, and that's the problem. That's why I said the water is what causes people the most harm and what kills the most people. Now, speaking of which, want to make sure that you're all set and ready to go. You want to also make sure that you're on higher ground. And if you're going east, like some people said, make sure you go far enough. When you go east, you're not still going to be in the storm and the water and all that. Gee whiz. Because Phoenix, I think, is still going to get some of the residuals of this, aren't they?
It would appear so as it moves through that part of Arizona, exactly. The track right now seems to take it through California and then up into central and northern Nevada, at least in terms of the cone that we're looking at right now.
Yeah, and to our friends up there in our new affiliate in Nevada, the Las Vegas area, as well as the one that's up there on midway down, up and down between Reno and Las Vegas. Please be safe. Please be careful. Because, again, this is nothing to fool around with. Pay attention to your weather and do what your local officials tell you to do. Now, it's safe to say that Hunter Biden and his sweetheart deal, the one he was going to get, is now history, right?
Exactly, yes.
And some people don't understand the fact that the federal judge in Delaware dismissed the misdemeanor tax charges against Hunter Biden back on August the 17th in a move that was widely expected after his sweetheart deal with federal prosecutors. Now, the reason for that is because he could be charged in a couple of other states for the same thing, only this time, instead of being a misdemeanor, it could wind up being a felony.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the impression we shouldn't have is something like Hunter Biden is now sort of skating away scot-free. I think this whole thing blew up very, very badly, so much so, and we talked about this briefly on the program yesterday, Captain, so much so that presidential aides and others around the White House, according to reports, don't want to mention Hunter Biden to President Biden.
Well, the new charges that could be brought and will be brought against him for tax charges could be brought in the state of California, where he did business, and Washington, D.C., where he did business, as part of Mr. Weiss's ongoing probe. And, of course, Mr. Weiss, we're talking about, is the former United States attorney who's been on this case for 5 years, and now he is the special prosecutor. And the government, in the exercise of its prosecutorial discretion, is considering what tax charges to bring in another district and may, in fact, elect to bring in some of the same charges set forth in the instant information or different ones that we haven't heard about yet, and, in fact, felonies that he should have got charged for in the first place.
Well, exactly right. Now, of course, you're going to have the Trump trials, presumably, if they don't get pushed back. I think there's going to be a big effort to try to get them pushed back for numerous reasons, not just the election, but in terms of preparation. But you've also got now Hunter Biden presumably also going to be either facing trial or coming up with these new charges, having to deal with them. And voters, Captain, are going to begin to perhaps look at Joe Biden and the Democrat ticket in a very new light. It's not, you see, it goes both ways, right? You can put Trump on trial, but if Biden is associated now with this, that's bad.
Well, yeah, and there's no doubt in my mind that people are going to start to react because his popularity, it continues to go down.
Well, of course it does. And, you know, if the economy was humming along, you know, if we weren't raising interest rates, you know, there are certain things that Joe Biden and the Biden administration could have done upon coming into office. If they had any smarts at all, they would have said to themselves, what's working about the Trump policies that will keep people feeling good about things, and then we'll pass all our other, you know, left-wing agenda stuff, but let's keep people going the same direction here. We may not even be having this conversation, but they decided to literally ruin everything. That's the scientific term for it, and here we are.
Now, I know what the Democrats' secret weapon for the 2024 presidential election is, as well as the general election across the country, and it's the same thing that we saw in 2020. You remember what it was?
What's that?
Abortion.
Abortion is right. That's right.
Now, since abortion-related state votes have gone well for the Democrats since last year's elections, especially even in some of the red states such as Kansas and Ohio, Democrats are racing right now to add the issue to the 2024 ballot in an effort to boost candidates in key states.
Well, in 2020, also in the midterms, abortion, and this had to do, of course, with the Supreme Court returning Roe v. Wade back to the states, which was constitutionally sound in many people's opinion. But at the same time, of course, you had this issue come up. I think Lindsey Graham mentioned it as well, and the Democrats were able to laser beam in on abortion, and you bet your bottom dollar they're going to do it again.
Well, the Republicans got quiet about it, and the Democrats just tore right into it. And why all of this matters is because President Biden is facing extremely low approval ratings and is polling about even with Trump in the 2024 rematch. In some cases, he's behind. But Democrats believe that the abortion issue will boost Biden by increasing turnout amongst their base while dividing the Republicans. And yes, it will, because the Republicans don't understand what's going on, either because A, they're not paying attention, or B, they're too pig-headed to understand they got to wake up.
Well, abortion, it transcends the political parties now. If someone's a Republican, they're not automatically, let's say, pro-life. If they're a Democrat, many times, of course, they seem to always be pro-abortion, or as they call pro-choice, I suppose. But as a Republican, that doesn't necessarily always follow. So the Democrats are able to capitalize on that, either getting people to either vote for the Democrat or stay home even.
Well, wait till you hear this one. Democrats are nearing the required amount of signatures to put a constitutional right to abortion, you heard me right, a constitutional right to abortion, in competitive Arizona, because that was the argument at the federal level, that people have a constitutional right to an abortion, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, and this is something, again, this is going to continue on to be the battleground. And again, I think it's important to point out too, Captain, that we're talking about this from a political perspective and not necessarily a moral perspective or a perspective of the heart. That's where I think the battle for abortion is really won or lost. People have to come to a conclusion in their own heart about what it is or what it means for them, basically. But the trend, though, mm-hmm. as you rightly pointed out, yep. is you do have a lot of states that yep. are moving towards having yep. abortion rights.
And there's a precedent for all of this strategy, because if you remember back in 2004, Massachusetts legalized the then unpopular Gay Marriage Act over there. And that's what started all of this, and that's what gave them the momentum to keep going with things like abortion.
Well, that's right, and we'll see these kinds of things trend as well. Move ahead 20 years or even 10 years or something like that, and I think you'll see a different kind of political scape. And this is where the GOP, Captain, really has to try to learn how to navigate these things. Otherwise, it'll become relegated because they'll simply be out of step with where everything else is going, for good or for bad.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, bottom of the hour break, a little bit longer than the other ones. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is warning residents of Southern California to be ready for Hurricane Hillary.
I urge everyone, everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Pacific, and it's prompted the first ever tropical storm watch for the region. It's expected to land over the weekend, possibly Sunday, as a tropical storm. A Marine student dies in a training exercise.
The Marine student was assigned to the school. School of Infantry West at Camp Pendleton. They died in a nighttime live fire event Thursday night. Major Joshua J. Pena said in a press release that the investigation into the circumstances of the death is ongoing. I'm John Fink.
At least 1,300 people are still missing after the wildfires in the Hawaiian island of Maui, and Hawaii Governor Josh Green is among those fearing a much higher death toll. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I wholeheartedly endorse and support Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They are the doctors that helped me out with my problem, and it's almost totally gone right now compared to what it was, and helped me to lose a bunch of weight and get my life back, and found something that was going to kill me if I hadn't have had it diagnosed properly. So I'm very happy with the end result, and you can be too. If you're having troubles and you're not getting the kind of results that you want, just give them a call. 727-896-4615 from anywhere in the country, and they'll talk to you and see what they can do to help you. 727-896-4615, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You know, we talked about insurance for just a second and about how the blue states, everything is just getting ridiculous, including insurance. because based on people's driving habits and the driving habits of other people, the more accidents they have, the better the chances are that everybody's rates are going to go up. Not just theirs, but yours. And that seems to be what's happening. Now, we have an area in Florida called Miami. And people like to drive like maniacs down there. I mean, it's like they all go to Miami, and that's where they converge and think they're in an auto race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, consequently, their rates are usually a little higher than they are in the urban areas, the rural areas of Florida. So we get a little bit of a break, thank God, and that's the way it should be. But I feel for the people in the big cities, up in the big blue cities in the Northeast and whatnot, because they're just like you in California, you're going to get stuck with every little thing that happens out there because there's nobody else left to do it. People are moving.
Well, right. We're seeing insurance carriers, though, of course, pull out of different areas for various reasons. Sometimes it has to do with there's too many wildfires. For example, in California, I know State Farm is, I don't think, writing anything at this point, from what I understand.
No.
And then also, I saw something the other day about Florida and AAA, something about that, but I have to go back and review that. But basically, yeah, insurance carriers are just having a terrible time because the payouts are so big and the risks are getting greater.
Yeah, well, any state has an insurance commission that can help control the price of the insurance that people charge, and they have to have a reason because it's regulated. They can't just suddenly jump their rates and say, here it is. They have to go through a procedure, just like the power companies and the phone companies. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy has been praised by his conservative colleagues after he published his 10 truths on X.
Well, that's right. He did. He published his 10 truths there. Among them are God is real, capitalism lifts people up from poverty, an open border is no border. It goes on from there. So he did do that. It's almost akin to Ronald Reagan. Reagan had one extra commandment, and that was the 11th commandment, and that was thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican way back in those days. But so this might get some people to look his way.
So we've got 8 GOP candidates who qualified for the first Republican debate, and the one that really matters, Donald Trump, won't be there.
That's true. And again, I think it can be a double-edged sword for him. Donald Trump has very solid base support. There's no doubt about that. He seems to be getting a lot of support as well from these different indictments because people see it as being unfair, a two-tier justice system. But at the same time, though, not being on the debate stage simply opens up the idea for the others. And, of course, they're probably in some ways happy about it because then they figure that they're not having to constantly deal with Donald Trump during the debate, and then maybe they can say something that gets to be a soundbite, but it's going to be harder for them because without the big star power, quote-unquote, of Donald Trump, is the debate going to be that impactful?
Now, a few minutes ago, we talked about the Proud Boy, the co-leader, co-founder, who was on house arrest in the January 6th case, awaiting his sentencing, and he has now disappeared ahead of the sentencing. But the court tossed late last week a January 6th sentence in a case, a ruling that could impact other low-level capital riot cases by saying that the sentence was too stringent for the charge that they were presented with and threw the case out.
Well, that's right, and so we'll see how that it does impact these future sentencings or trials. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised because that hanging judge, who, by the way, is going to be Trump's judge, has been doing some silly things up there. Now, the Obama-Biden administration, come to find out, defended the use of alternative email addresses long before Biden's aliases were revealed.
Interesting. And, of course, we're talking, everybody, about Robert L. Peters, also known as President Joe Biden.
Joe the Schmo.
I, you know, it just, it doesn't get any weirder, does it? I mean, but you know, and I don't know if we've actually uncovered anything like this, but can you imagine if Republican politicians, let alone a president or a then vice president, would have been using these kinds of aliases in order to cook up some business deals or something like that? I mean, they would just go have a field day with that.
So the U.S., Japan, and South Korea got together at Camp David over the weekend, late in the week. I don't know. For all I know, they're still there. I don't know where Biden went to after that. And Biden then turned around and chided Trump's America First foreign policy at the Camp David trilateral with those two other countries.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and I think on Friday, late Friday afternoon, the president gave remarks there at Camp David with the president there of South Korea, and then also the prime minister of Japan. But of course, yeah, at every turn, Joe Biden will love to make a joke about MAGA Republicans or America First and this kind of thing. It's the first summit, by the way, between these three powers on their own. They have been talking, of course, as the president mentioned, on the outskirts of some of these other big meetings like the G7, things like that.
Well, you heard what Russia and China did as a result of that little trifecta. They had their own meeting, a show. They called it a show of force against Japan as Biden was holding the Camp David summit.
Well, that's right. That's right. I think Japanese fighter pilots had to scramble as well because of a suspected intrusion into their country's airspace as a result of that.
Now, Anheuser-Busch and their heir, Billy Bush, has offered to buy back Bud Light's brand so he can right the ship. I'm not sure he's going to be able to do that.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. I mean, obviously, Bud Light has got a long way to go. It's very difficult way back for them because of the huge reaction that ensued. So I don't know. Maybe starting with a new slate or some kind of fresh start might be one of the ways that Bud Light can try to rehabilitate its brand, because otherwise I think it's too little too late for many of the Bud Light consumers to say, okay, well, they're just telling us what we want to hear now. But if you make a big change like that, maybe it gives them a chance. I don't know.
And finally, we're hearing the Biden administration may, in fact, spare the death penalty from the five terrorists, the Al-Qaeda terrorists responsible for the 9/11 attacks on this country, that they could be spared the death penalty. That's a big mistake.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, what happened at 9/11 is, as we all know, how serious and obscene it truly was, and this should be the punishment for them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Death by firing squad or whatever. All right, hold that thought. We're coming right back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2 on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That is the great, and I mean great, Dan DiMucci, and I've had the pleasure of meeting him, talking to him, sitting down with him later in his life, later in my life, too. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, that's a great song, and of course, yeah, a great performer and artist, absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to get to the weather here because we got to, and we're going to talk about Hillary, the hurricane, which is going to probably hit California as a tropical storm, possibly even a Category 1 hurricane when it makes landfall. But it's definitely going to upset the apple cart California, the southwestern corner of California, and then over towards Arizona. Now, we got a message from one of our listeners, James, and this is a good point, James, so I'm going to read it. Make sure the listeners in California know that the peak wave height will exceed the quoted storm surge level. Also, as we know from being here in Florida, the storm track is not carved in stone. Destruction can happen over a wide area far away from the storm center. When Hurricane Hugo hit the shoreline of Georgia, it flattened trees 150 miles inland. All of that is very true. So you've got to plan, those of you in San Diego and where you're at, Kyle, and over towards along I-10 and even up to I-40 over into Arizona, you got to plan like as if that thing is going to hit your front door yard.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, especially here in Southern California, you know, we have earthquakes and there's earthquake codes and things like that. But in terms of actual hurricanes or even tropical storms, it's just not something that has occurred since about 1939. You're probably seeing some of that footage on the various newscasts.
Yep.
So unfortunately, I think there are going to be a lot of structures that may not be able to stand up to these kinds of winds or this kind of pounding.
Well, mobile homes and the older campers that were built with the cheap material. Yep. Mm-hmm. You betcha.
Right, exactly. So that's where I think a lot of the concerns are. The concerns as well are going to be in the burn scar areas, and so forth. Places like, and near the coastline, Laguna Beach and so forth, mm-hmm. sometimes has been prone to having some of the land failure, basically, and
okay.
You get these big landslides.
Tell us what's going on in the rest of the West out there.
Well, we continue with that aerial flood watch is going to cover all of Southern California, all of western Arizona, most of Utah, and almost entirely Nevada. We continue with some heat advisories that's happening in southern Colorado, down from Colorado Springs down to the border with New Mexico. We do have some rain on the radar right now. That's happening right around St. George. That's going to impact you there. And also, for our listeners in Las Vegas, looks like southwest of Las Vegas, coming up from about state line, almost to Las Vegas proper, you've got rain coming across the interstate right now, so be careful.
All righty, well, in the middle part of the United States, using the Mississippi River as a point into the west of the Mississippi River, over towards North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, you're going to have some high heat warnings scattered amongst there. The further south you come, the more dramatic it's going to be. And I will tell you right now, the western half of Illinois, temperatures will be well into the 100s, well into the 100s, all the way down to Kentucky and down into Missouri, the eastern third of Missouri, to include St. Louis, and right down to the Arkansas line, and the western part of Arkansas will be in a high heat advisory today, as well as all of Louisiana. New Orleans, you're going to be in that 100-degree range again. Southwestern corner of Mississippi, you're going to be in the 90s. Oklahoma, I-35, central part of Oklahoma, you'll be in the 100-degree-plus range. The rest of you will be in the 90s. Down into Texas, I-35. I-20, I-30, you're all going to be in 100-plus degree weather, actual temperatures on down to Austin, on down to San Antonio, just north of Houston, and all the way down to Laredo. So that's what's going to happen to you. And then Minnesota, south of Minneapolis, down to Iowa, you're going to have 90s. And in the central part right there, the south central part of Minnesota. There'll be some 100-degree temperatures there. And again, in Iowa, the southeastern corner of Iowa, to include the Quad Cities, temperatures from 105 to 115 degrees. Now, there is some fog along the coastline tonight, Maine and Cape Cod and Long Island and Chesapeake Bay. We've got some lake weather water advisories for shoreline flooding along Lake Ontario from Watertown all the way down to Buffalo, and then the east side of Lake Michigan, about halfway up on the western side of Michigan, but it's the east side of the lake where there's going to be some flooding there as well. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick, please.
All right, folks, don't forget to head on over to Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers when you're out there on the highways and byways and interstates. You can find the closest location nearest to you by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can earn 5 points per gallon when you fuel up using the My Rewards Plus app. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we're going to go up and pick up Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but we talked about this earlier in the week with one of our guests, Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and 400 gun dealers have lost their licenses amidst the new Biden administration crackdown.
So they were given, I guess, ATF was given some orders here to perform all of these audits and really scrutinize these gun dealers. And it turns out that a lot of it has necessarily to do with flawed paperwork on the behalf of the gun purchaser and not anything that the gun dealer has done.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Well, I see them at the gun shows when they're selling guns, coming over and double-checking their work to make sure everything's okay. I've seen dealers doing that, and I think that that's only the right thing to do if you're going to be observed that closely. Yep.
Well, I mean, they're watching their business collapse. I mean,
yep.
You got some that are, you know, that were in the million-dollar range, and now they're down into just the tens of thousands for revenue. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more Denise Simon and Kyle Warren right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and tell you what the weather's all like. And again, California, get ready, be prepared. Please, please, please pay attention. This is not a drill that's coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.